Press conference of Daniil Medvedev. We'll start with questions in English. We'll start with Lorenzo.
Hi, Daniil. First of all, congrats for reaching the final. I would like a comment on the match, of course, and I would like to know if the backhand line was maybe a key today, because my impression was that in the very beginning, you was trying maybe to make shorter the rallies, then you hit more on his backhand, because even if Ruud was hitting a lot of them, he never take court, so you could manage the rallies better. I don't know if you thought about that during the match.
Yeah, I mean, when you play somebody like Casper, you know that his biggest weapon is forehand. I think that's not a surprise. Everybody knows it on tour. So, of course, the more you touch his backhand, the better. Then that's where he's smart and good. He tries to turn around. He tries to go down the line to open his forehand side, which is, yeah, normal. So, yeah, of course, the plan was to try to get to his backhand, but also to try to make it deep, low, strong, to not let him, try to get the next shot on the forehand.
Craig?
Tanya, we don't know, obviously, who you're going to be playing tomorrow. Can you just separate the two? And if you could look ahead to if it was Novak, and then separately look ahead to if it was Sasha?
Yeah, I mean, Sasha, we just played a few days ago, so tough, you know, to say anything special, but big serve, big shots, quite the same forehand, backhand, but it's the same for Novak. All-around player, runs well, hits well if he has an easy ball to play. So, yeah, complete player, can know how to do everything. Great server and great returner. Same about Novak. Not much to add. I don't know if he's going to say the same, but what I see this year, I think his serve is probably the best he's had throughout all his career. I think I even saw that the numbers prove it, but I'm not sure because I don't really look too much into it. But that's what you feel when you play against him. His serve is pretty huge, if we can say like this, not about 230 kilometers, but it's really precise and a lot of, I want to say, intensity on it, a lot of spark on it. And then, yeah, we know that he's one of the best returns in the world. He can run amazing. He can defend amazing. At the same time, for example, he did good in Paris. He was pretty aggressive when he needed to. That's where maybe I should have been more should have had more attention to what he was doing. And definitely, no matter who I'm gonna play, both of them gonna try to prepare to play against me, because we just played. Same for me. I'm gonna try to think what can they do differently. What should I try to propose them that maybe they are not aware of? And it's definitely gonna be a game of mine also.
Simon?
Yes, hello. Just a question for what you said in the post-match interview. You said that Casper is one of the smartest guys on tour. Could you explain a little more what you mean about that?
I think that's what I kind of saw also this tournament, especially because I don't really watch tennis too much, only when I'm in the tournament and there is a big match in the evening or something like this, and Casper didn't play yet, say in Cincinnati, was in US Open, he didn't play at this time, so I didn't watch too much of his game, but I saw that the results were coming up, and here I watched it against Cameron and Andre, and both of the matches he lost pretty easy the first set, if we can say this, and I saw that he was changing up the rhythm, the tactics. He was trying to play differently, trying to think differently. And that's just great to see, because it's never easy when you lose 6-1 or 6-2 the first set to come back. That's why many times we see the matches where it's just, you know, one-sided. I was ready for it today, because again, I think he was playing pretty smart against me. Like, he was trying to do things to disturb me. I was ready for it. I managed to have the answer for his shots, but also because, yeah, just when he won these titles on clay during Olympic Games, everybody was talking a little bit. Yeah, okay, well, great clay court player, but what he's going to do on hard courts? And yeah, he's doing pretty good. So that's why I think it's great to see him at this level.
Alberto?
Вечер добрый. Поздравляю с победой, Daniil. After the stunning match against Yannick, you said you asked for a risotto to eat. I was wondering if you look for another dish for today after to celebrate, and what do you like in particular of Italian cuisine here? I know you said in the stories you like panna cotta and tiramisu. If you tried something particular in these days in Turin, спасибо.
Yeah, you know, after the match, I think the most important is to have some protein and carbs, if I say it right in English. So yeah, basically pasta with any type of meat or rice with any type of meat is good. So that's why I try to mix it up, because it's almost impossible to eat the same thing for a week. And yeah, to be honest, I like all the, let's say, deep fried or whatever, not really Italian, but anything that is not that healthy, like everybody, I like to taste it. So during the tournament, I try to keep it quite strict. But before the tournament, when I had a few days before matches, I definitely had a few tiramisus and panna cottas. And in Italy, I think I never had a bad one. So that's always good.
Elena?
Hi, Daniil. It was confirmed overnight that players will have to be vaccinated to play in the Australian Open. I guess that's not a surprise for anyone, but what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I actually am a little bit surprised that they confirmed it so late, let's say, because yeah, it's been a month. At least I knew that that's probably the case. Prime Minister or the Governor of State of Melbourne, I don't remember exactly who said it, but it was kind of official. So I was even surprised to see this news, because I was like, yeah, what's new?
Last two questions in English. The first one with Quentin.
Hey, Daniil. If you were to play Novak tomorrow, do you expect him to go to the net as much as he did in Paris? And without revealing any secret, what should you do differently than in Paris?
Yeah, I think first of all that it's tough to say, because that worked really well for him to go to the net in Paris. He won a lot of points, but I think that's what he usually, if I remember this right, always tried to do against me. And the thing is that when you ask what should I do better, well, I should pass better. That's what I didn't manage to do in Paris. My passing shots were not precise enough and were not strong enough. So he had the volleys where he could do anything with the ball. And that's where he's one of the strongest, because many players, if you give them the volley to play, they're not going to be able to finish it. And you have the second passing shot with Novak. Give him easy ball, try, you know, you need to be ready that the point going to go his way. So I think, yeah, he's definitely going to go again to the net, because that's what he has been. I think not only against me, I see him going to the net a lot lately. And yeah, I need to definitely make better passing shots.
Last question in English with Reem.
Hi, Daniil. The other day, Casper was kind of praising your game and was saying that there are a lot of shots that he sees you hit and he thinks there's no way you're going to pull them off, or there's no way they're going to land in, and then they do. And I'm curious for you, because there were a few, especially in the first set, there were a few like these awkward looking volleys that you somehow got and you won the points. Do you ever surprise yourself in a match with the kind of stuff that you're able to do?
It can happen when you hit either a crazy shot or maybe, yeah, it happens. Like you just run for the ball and you think, well, that's how it always was. You know, I just try to put it back in. Of course, depending if you have an easy ball, I try to make a winner. But if you're running somewhere like crazy through the whole court, you just try to put it in, not really thinking anymore of how, where, and why. And yeah, I remember very well one moment. It was against Gaston in Paris. He was up 5-4, 40 love, and he served down the tee. I was expecting the serve wide. So I was late on the ball, and I 100% thought it's going to be an ace. And so I just, kind of threw my racket there with a hand, just, you know, to try, because that's the only thing. And suddenly the ball was in, because I managed to do it. I I was really surprised, and then I won the point and I won the set, which is amazing. And so sometimes it happens, or if the ball is behind me, I kind of like the shots in practice, you know, just try to get it back. So sometimes I think that surprises the opponent. And that's definitely part of my game where, yeah, I'm trying also to be good at it, because I see that many times it's going to surprise my opponent.
Thank you.
Thank you. Questions in Russian. We'll start with Yevgeny.
Здравствуй, Даня. Привет, с победой тебе. Скажи, пожалуйста, согласен ли ты с тем, что ты для полуфинала провел идеальный матч? И чем, в принципе, вот объясняется такая твоя уверенная игра на протяжении всей встречи с первого последнего очка?
Это, в принципе, то, что вот я и старался делать каждый матч. То есть здесь ты играешь против 8 лучших людей в мире. В случае Яника с 9, но это уже такой прям огромной разницы не играет. Поэтому с первого до последнего очка ты должен быть вот все время как бы сконцентрирован. То есть до последнего очка ничего не ясно, даже сегодня последний гейм 0-30, немного плохо сыграл первые два очка, рад, что сумел как бы сразу вернуться в гейм. И тут уже, то есть как бы идет просто в каком-то смысле как теннис, как игра, иногда какие-то матчи легче, иногда тяжелее, иногда ты выигрываешь, иногда проигрываешь. Сегодня получилось так, что на моей подаче как бы не было ни одного брейкпоинта у него, по-моему, даже ни разу не было ровно или один раз. На его подаче я сумел навязать борьбу в нескольких геймах, и этого было достаточно, чтобы его брейкануть и держать тем самым преимущество. То есть за счет этого и получился такой счет, хотя если смотреть именно по игре, то в принципе она была довольно равная, просто он где-то чуть больше ошибся, я где-то чуть-чуть получше сыграл, и этого было достаточно. И, конечно, да, каждый матч, что ты играешь, всегда хочется именно так, но не всегда получается.
Скажи, пожалуйста, вот с точки зрения психологии и тенниса, если говорить о финале, все-таки вот игра с Джоковичем, игра со Зверевым, это будут для тебя разные вот ситуации? Или это примерно одно и то же с учетом того, что ты уже, в принципе, имеешь опыт таких вот финальных игр?
На самом деле есть, конечно, и то, что одинаково. То есть как это все равно финал, вы оба, значит, в отличной форме, если вы в финале. Есть много таких вот аспектов, которые они как бы не меняются, неважно, кто у тебя соперник. Потом, естественно, идет тактика, то есть, естественно, смотря с кем ты будешь играть по-другому. То есть какие-то решения, какие-то моменты, где-то, может, больше рискнешь, где-то, наоборот, меньше, в зависимости от соперника. Но если говорить про психологию, то тут тяжело сказать. То есть получилось так, что, допустим, последние два матча против Саши, именно я имею в виду, вот эти ближайшие я выиграл, против Новака как раз-таки последний я проиграл, но недавно выиграл на US Open. То есть можно ли сказать, да, с одной стороны, что против Новака чуть будет психологически тяжелее, потому что проиграл? С одной стороны, да, с другой стороны, часто, когда ты проигрываешь, то есть вот эта мотивация, наоборот, что-то изменить, доказать, что в следующий раз ты сможешь лучше, как получилось на US Open после Австралии. И, может быть, тогда даже так лучше, чем играть там с Сашей, которую я обыграл пару дней назад, который попытается вот это тоже изменить. Поэтому тяжело сказать, и, в принципе, именно поэтому я просто люблю смотреть матч, то есть посмотрю их матч сегодня и буду готовиться к победителю.
Фредерик?
Спасибо.
Фредерик?
Здравствуй, Данил. Алло.
Приветствую.
Алло, алло. Я просто хотел спросить, что ты сказал Каспару после матча?
Точно слов не помню, но просто поздравил его с хорошим турниром, потому что я думаю, что здесь для него действительно хороший турнир произошел, хорошим сезоном, потому что, да, я знаю, у него еще Кубок Дэвиса, но как бы индивидуальный сезон, если говорить так, где очки считаются закончен. Я думаю, что он сам доволен, и, как я и говорил после матча, мне нравится его игра и то, что он делает на корте. Поэтому я думаю, что мы еще много хорошего от него увидим.
Спасибо.
Спасибо.
Thank you.
Thank you.